This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. Among the 36,000 runners making their way from Hopkinton to Boston in this Monday's marathon will be dozens running on teams honoring the three people killed in last year's bombing at the finish line: Martin Richard, Crystal Campbell, and Liu Lingzhi. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has more on a group of Boston University-affiliated runners who are paying tribute to Liu, who came from China to study at BU and fell in love with her adopted home.
You've warmed up?
Me too.
Oh, nice. Good for you. I ran too.
None of the runners knew Liu Lingzhi, and most of them had never met each other. But they are now a team, Boston University students and employees united to run the Boston Marathon in memory of one of their own.
Ready, go.
On this Saturday morning, they've gathered on campus to head out on a 16-mile training run along the marathon course. They're all wearing their white team T-shirts, emblazoned with a big Chinese symbol that means dream, and under it, Liu Lingzhi's name.
I'm just kind of getting over how big of a deal this is that we're running for her, and I think until race day, we're not going to know how emotional it is. It's going to be amazing, though. When we cross the finish line together, it's going to be great.
That's Ryan Shea, who graduated from BU in 2011 and lives in Boston. He and 200 other people submitted videos or essays in a BU competition for 7 of the marathon slots the Liu family got from the Boston Athletic Association.
It's currently 11:10. I've been at this since, I don't know, 7:15-ish.
Shea's video application shows him running an indoor marathon, a spur-of-the-moment 26.2 miles on a treadmill with no training. He did it the day after the marathon bombings.
You know, the reason why I'm doing this is obviously for the families. I was at the race, not only for the victims, but the people who ran and trained.
Know that you can bend a little to make it through.
From running, I learned to be passionate. Even the littlest thing in life has a meaning.
Yuju Wang started running just 2 years ago. The BU student created this video application not only about the joy the sport brings her, but also her heartbreak over the marathon attack and her feelings about Liu, a fellow Chinese student.
I feel this special bonding between us because it's like losing a sister of mine.
I never thought I would run in this year's marathon before the last year's bombing, but like that event just so shocking that I decided I have to run this. It gives me like goosebumps and get me super pumped. I have to go across the finish line, and we're going to take that back.
The runners say they've learned a lot about Liu, her determination and her personality, and that gives them inspiration in their training. Liu came here 2 years ago as a graduate student in statistics, and not long before her death had passed the first part of her master's comprehensive exam.
She was very engaged in her studies. She worked extremely hard.
Professor Eric Kolachik was her advisor. He's not running, but he helped coordinate the university's response to Liu's death and realizes now how she touched his life and many others.
Bubbly is the word that I've used to describe her, and that's the one that just keeps coming back to me when I think of her. She's very engaged with life around her in general.
He recalls how he rushed back from a trip to Chicago upon learning Liu had died in the marathon attack, catching a flight thanks to the graciousness of strangers.
On standby after having an entire line of people. To having an entire line of people let me go by. I kept showing them my card, and I said, I'm really sorry, I don't do this, but you see the young lady on CNN there that they're reporting died. She was mine, and I need to get back.
I missed her like every day. I still send message to her online, and although I know that she will never get it, but I still send it.
This friend who still sends Liu messages in an internet chat room is Jing Li. The two shared an off-campus apartment. Jing isn't on the marathon team. She says she's trying to honor her roommate's memory in the way she lives.
We need to learn to cherish all the people we've met in our lives and try our best to enjoy every minute.
Did she do that?
I think so. Yeah, she loved life, loved food, and loved music. I think every day she's happy, and people love her. Yeah, and she loved the people as well.
And she was very fond of Boston. Jing says Liu regularly took in the culture and history of the city. The two had talked not long before last year's marathon about how safe Boston felt. She loved the city so much, her parents buried her here, far from their home in China. At a BU memorial service for Lu Monday night, Jing told mourners Lu would urge them to rise above whatever anger they're feeling toward the alleged marathon bombers.
We all know that Lindsay believed in beauty, love, and forgiveness. At this moment of sadness, she must hope that our hearts are filled with sympathy, forgiveness, and love.
Lu loved ice cream and cupcakes and flowers in spring, says Jing, so she would have welcomed another April in Boston. The coach of the BU team running in Lu's honor, Jennifer Carter Battalino, is glad to see April bring marathon kind of weather. She's kept Lu on her mind throughout months of preparation, like a recent round of 10 800-meter runs.
I got to about 8, and I was like, I just want to be done with this. And then I thought, but I'm doing it for Lindsay, and especially this winter because the weather has been so horrible. So every time I thought, oh, I don't want to do this, or I'm not motivated, or I just want to stop, I would think of why I was doing it and who I was doing it for.
There is a star shining on you.
In the video she made to try for the marathon spot, Yuju Wang recalled the words BU President Robert Brown shared with the university community after Lu's death.
When a star dies somewhere out there in the universe, the light will continue to travel across time to reach us.
Words that will help keep her going if she struggles in the marathon's final miles.
Even though Lindsay has passed away, her spirit, just like the light that has reached to me, and I feel like I've got this power from her to just so want to carry on this light.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
Lu's parents recently established a Boston-based foundation in her name to support education and other issues important to her. That foundation also has a team running in the marathon in Lu's memory. The interview with Professor Eric Kolacik was conducted by Joanna Shea O'Brien as part of the WBOR Oral History Project, a collaboration with Northeastern University's Our Marathon, Boston Bombing Digital Archive. For more on that and on the Lingzi Foundation, go to our website, wbur.org.